No matter what, no matter what happens again, let's beat their ass, man. We're gonna do something different. Hey, dog time! Dog time! Whoop their ass on three! One, two, three!
Whoop their ass!
As a quarterback, you can never be surprised. You got to be able to prepare so that you're not. And it's my job to go out there and make sure that I can play to my best of ability whenever they come on in.
We're here at home in front of our fans, people who have supported us when things haven't gone as well. Let's give them something to start talking about.
I think there are a number of different position groups on the team right now that are really interesting. I think the one that probably everyone's really excited about is just the front seven and defense.
So the defensive line's really realistically probably the deepest on the team, and one that really should be together for a long period of time.
Those guys in particular are going to be a standout group for us.
Deion got to start this. Let's go.
First of all,
Dominate.
I expect these guys to play hard, tough, physical football. I expect them to knock the line of scrimmage back. I expect them to stop the run. I expect them to rush the passer. I expect them to dominate games. I expect them to do all the things that make defensive lines great.
I think this year it was more of like, we need to get to work. And I know that the rookies really felt it because us as veterans really pressed it.
It's a lot of competition. You know, we're all growing and building together. We're trying to change and, you know, make this a great season overall.
Let's go. Get out of the box. All the way out of the box. Get out of the box.
Having Coach Simmons coach us, you know, as a D-line is very beneficial to us because he's been there, you know, he's had 130-something sacks. That's what we aim to get. He teaches us the technique, what to look forward to in offensive linemen, their stance.
He has the technique, and he's been doing it for years. So as soon as he sees on the field, he knows what's happening. Now he's gonna bring you over, and he's going to explain what's happening and what you can do better next time when you encounter that same set or same that same play. So just sitting in the film room with him, just listening and taking notes, you're going to get better.
There we go. Good job, Trey. Come on, Trey. There you go. Now all the way through the box.
After OTAs, he could tell that, you know, I came in shape and I was ready to blow up the season. At the same time, he could tell that I was a little frustrated with my pass rush still. He was like, look, you're not gonna be a Pro Bowl pass rusher. You're gonna be a Pro Bowl run stopper, and you need to focus on doing that to the best of your ability. And so that really, you know, caught me off guard. You know, I was kind of like, you know, a little pissed that he said that, but at the same time, it made me understand, you know, my role.
That's
what I'm looking for.
That's the line for you. Separated for the box. There we go. Good job, Emmanuel. Set it, Miles. Miles, set it.
Miles is taking the right approach about it. Sometimes when you're the number one overall, you can get a little bit arrogant about it stuff. He's been very humble. He's been very receptive of what I'm trying to tell him, what I'm trying to teach him as in our techniques. I'm just trying to add on to what he already does. He's a pretty good pass rusher, but I'm trying to add on a few things that he doesn't do a lot of.
I believe that we can be, you know, one of the best D-line, but at the same time, it's not about the D-line, it's about the defense. And so I feel like it starts with us. If we believe we're the best D-line, then our defense is going to be the best.
It does start with us. I mean, we're a 4-3 defense, and a lot of it really boils down to how well our tackles play. And it has a lot to do with trying to control the run game. If you can control the run game, you kind of make teams one-dimensional. So if you make them one-dimensional, you got a chance of doing something in there because you know they can't run the ball against us. So we have to make them in a point of trying to beat us through the throw and through the air.
It really just comes down to everybody playing together, you know, playing for each other. Our defense has been doing great. I feel like we're going to be something to worry about. So we'll stay tuned and keep an eye on the Dogs.